USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The busiest land port of entry in North America has reopened one day after it was closed for hours. U.S. Customs and Border Protection using tear gas and shutting down that San Diego area port of entry after a group of migrants stormed the border fence. Mexico says it now plans to deport almost 500 migrants who were involved in the incident. It comes just a few days after President Trump's conference call with U.S. military members, in which he slammed the judge's decision to temporarily block the administration from denying asylum to migrants.
It's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services, when they tell you how to protect your border. It's a disgrace.
Midwest travel very treacherous from a very heavy winter storm. Blizzard conditions are affecting about a half dozen states. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Firefighters finally getting a break battling the campfire in Northern California. USA Radio's Wendy King is in Chico.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The campfire is now 100% contained and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires.
Cyber Monday is here, and it means millions of people will be looking for online bargains. According to Adobe Digital Insights, Cyber Monday was the biggest shopping day of the year last year, when shoppers spent $6.6 billion on Amazon and Target. Already starting their Cyber Week sales, they started even before Black Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jury selections to start today in the trial of a man accused of driving his vehicle into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year. 21-year-old James Fields Jr., a self-described neo-Nazi, is charged with first-degree murder and other crimes in that alleged attack which killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. The U.S. State Department's so-called Rewards for Justice program is now offering up to $5 million for the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the 2008 Mumbai attack, which left 166 people dead, including six Americans. The latest on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
From November 26 to the 29th, 2008, 10 individuals carried out the attacks against multiple targets in Mumbai, India. The U.S. remains committed to working with international partners to bring to justice those responsible for the 2008 Mumbai attacks. Since this program that is administered by the U.S. Department of State's Diplomatic Security Service began in 1984, more than $150 million has been paid to more than 100 people.
And a NASA spacecraft is expected to land on Mars later today. The Mars InSight lander scheduled to touch down on the Martian surface at about 3 o'clock Eastern time today. It's going to land with retro rockets slowing it down before it deploys a giant parachute. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.